This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Also, what happens on Thursdays is that we celebrate people and organizations who are going out of their way to make a difference in their surroundings and in their communities as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been telling you that for Women's Month, Capricorn FM wants to specifically recognize women who are making a difference in their respective communities by planting a seed of kindness in any way that they can to ensure that the people around them are positively affected.
So today's Breakfast Champion started a foundation in 2012 where she was asking friends and family members to donate sanitary towels and old clothes that would be distributed to the less fortunate. We talk to her up next. So for Women's Month, of course, we are recognizing these women that are doing absolutely amazing in their own communities. Today we are talking to a partner at the Isa Matiba Foundation, Pharelo Matiba, who's joining us. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good, and how are you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time. Now, we want to find out more about your story and how you ended up starting your foundation.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. And thank you guys for, you know, giving me this opportunity. Yes, my name is Pharelo Matiba. I am a social worker by profession. You know, I always say I was born a social worker. A degree was just an addition that I, you know, I can actually do more. So this drive started in 2012. I used to work in Joburg, but it was always the, you know, never forget where you come from. I would collect, you know, sanitary towels, school shoes, uniform, Christmas clothing for children who are less, you know, advantaged, you know, from home, from the village where I came from. It continued until 2021, because 2020, COVID happened. We saw many people losing their jobs as well. It was actually worse, you know, in the rural villages. That's when we realized that, no, man, this drive needed to be formalized. We had to register it, you know. We gave birth to Isa Matiba Foundation, where we were like, okay, we don't have money, but there are social workers out there who are unemployed. Instead of them sitting at home, why don't we gather in one place and, you know, start doing something, giving them, you know, our expertise, educating them, helping community to develop so that they can end this poverty. So since then, we have been working. We never look back. We have got, you know, I always say it's bucket of services. We have got four buckets of services. We do school social work. That's when we talk about learners' mental health. We go to school, we identify children who are in need of psychosocial support. We identify children who are from poverty-stricken families, and we help them accordingly. We also have a program, you know, for children in conflict with the law. One can never deny that our children are doing, you know, things out there that we as parents are not proud of. We have got that program where we do assessment. We work closely with court. We submit reports. We make sure we give them life skills as well.
Sure.
And most importantly, our elderly program. We have got elderly people who come to our offices twice a week. We bought them wools and some beads. They are sewing. They give each other emotional support as well.
Sure.
And also our nutrition program, where when we have resources, we cook for people with chronic illness because we are just next door to the clinic. We make sure we give them breakfast while they're still waiting for their turn to be seen by nurses as well. And, you know, your poverty alleviation program where we provide resources to less advantage.
Okay.
School uniform, your food parcels, your Christmas clothing as well. So in a nutshell, that's what we are doing at the Isa Matiba Foundation.
Beautiful. So what can those that are listening to the show right now do to assist you to continue making a difference?
Yes, we need a whole lot of support. You know, I always say that we are operating from a zero rank. But that should not stop us from operating. So what we need, we have got our wish list. You know, extension of our office space, you know, we are having like two rooms. And we, last year we serviced 9,524 people. So that we made difference too. But we don't have enough office spaces. Transportation as well, because sometimes we have to hike when we go to these schools. Mm-hmm. When we do home visits, we don't have transport as well. And then food parcels as well. If people can donate, that would be grateful. And, you know, those Samaritans who feel they want to pledge financially on a monthly basis, you know, they are more than welcome to do so. We will definitely make sure that we give them reports as to, okay, you gave us 20 rand. This is what we did with your 20 rand. We will give reports, you know, continuously. So for now, those are our wish lists.
Okay, beautiful. It sounds like something that you could manage, Muse, especially the food parcels as well as the transportation. My 5,000, is that where it will go?
Yes, that's where it will go, because we have got families that don't have anything at all. Yes, we have got some empowerment program. We're trying to engage. We're trying to help them set up some, you know, income generating projects.
Yeah.
But realistically, they need to have food. You know, that is a basic need that one need on a daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when we assist with food parcels, it's not like we just sit there and wait for people to come. We say,
I can imagine.
Are giving you this. Exactly. We're giving you this today. In 30 days' time, what is it that you want to do? How can we meet you halfway so that next month you'll be able to buy food for yourself?
You know what? There's actually some of our friends who would like to meet you halfway. The CCBSA, well, they have decided to give you 5,000 rands towards your current and future projects. What do you think about that?
Oh, thank you so much. I'm super excited. Thank you so much. Thank God for this. Thank you so much. I'm super excited.
There you go. Those are our friends at CCBSA, that's the Coca-Cola Beverages Africa, that are saying 5,000 rands coming your way towards your current and your future projects.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We will quickly run to the shop and buy these and woo for our elderly program. Thank you so much.
No, Parelo, I continue doing the amazing work through the Isa Matiba Foundation, and all the best. Thank you for being who you are and being the change we want to see in our world.
Yeah, such a beautiful story and a beautiful contribution to the community.
No, definitely. The unsung heroes in your community need to be appreciated and given a platform to share what the rest of Limpopo can assist them with. So make sure that you send a one-minute voice note to the Capricorn FM WhatsApp 079-899-6226 to nominate that woman while sharing who they are, where they are based, the work that they do, and why they need to be celebrated this Women's Month. After sending the voice note, make sure that you use the hashtag Progressive Women and their contact details. So as a breakfast team, we are celebrating five women in total this Women's Month by giving each one a call every Thursday for each week's breakfast champion. And we are calling on you to join forces with us to celebrate these women around that make a difference and share the story of the hashtag Progressive Women that are moving mountains for those around.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.